Broadcast, my friends. Welcome back to Derek and Rita's Free Run, the RBN Network. Thanks for joining us tonight. If you want to join the broadcast, 800-313-9443. I'm joined by Gary and Chris tonight. Lori will be on with us tomorrow night, she says, so we're looking forward to that. And I want people to remember this, to be an activist. Don't just be a hearer of the word, be a doer. So take something with you every day to do freedom. Do something for freedom every day. I would suggest, number one, getting your jury nullification flyers out to everybody you can. That'll protect you and everybody else in your community from the unlawful Admiralty Witches Court that we're all trying to avoid on a constant basis. Not easy these days. Can't walk out your door without being a criminal. No matter how many statutory violation, absent a victim, they try to put on us. It's absurd. So we got Gary and Chris tonight. Gary, are you with us?
I just unmuted. Thank you. How are you tonight?
Pretty good, Gary. How are you?
Good. I had an exciting day today. I had a very exciting day today. They were taking the black beans, harvesting black beans today. Harvest yesterday and today, and they finished the farm here. I think they got 10 more acres on the other farm to do. It's been the most beautiful harvesting weather I've seen in a number of years.
Right.
And the beans look really good. So these are certified organic, so they should hit the market, and they're going to be top quality bean. We try and put not only the production but the quality of what we grow, we put a quality product on the market. So, and of course, I don't grow them anymore. I'm just kind of a overseer a little bit. Yeah, but I do get involved to the point of, you know, being able to look at things. So, and just wonderful what our Father can give us. We can plant a couple bushels of beans to the acre and get as much as 50, 60 bushels. I think this year we probably in the 40, 50 bushel range, which has been, because it's been a very, very different type of spring, different type of summer. As a matter of fact, we didn't really get a summer until September. So, and the beans filled out beautiful, and we have a lot of beautiful crops. So we want to thank our Father for that. Yep.
Well, include in your prayer now all the persecuted patriots who are still languishing in prison during this patriot persecution of 2017. I don't see things getting any better. I see a lot of distractions going on all over the place. But I think, what business do we have looking overseas when we have the worst tyranny in history taking place in our republic right now? Don't forget what we talked about yesterday. The poor mother in Michigan. And I don't mean poor, necessarily financially, but, she's going through some really difficult times trying to maintain sovereignty and independence over the health care decisions regarding her child. And the witch's court in Dearborn, Michigan, and Oakland County, Judge Karen McDonald is about to incarcerate this woman for simply wanting to spread her son's vaccines out over a several-month period or several-year period rather than all at once, which can be highly toxic to a young body. And so there we have it. And as I dig in, by the way, today I found it. I found it on page 37 on the NASDAQ, on this Merck, the company that makes the vaccines, on their NASDAQ website, on their NASDAQ presence, under institutional holdings, on page 37, there it was, the Michigan Municipal Employees Retirement System is heavily invested. I believe it was 133,000 shares of Merck. And seeing that this judge is a municipal employee, she's directly invested, not only through her Michigan Employee Retirement System, but also the Michigan, I believe there was another Michigan office, the Michigan Treasury Department, I believe, is owns Merck stock, and so does Judge McDonald's largest client, Comerica Bank. They own hundreds of thousands, almost 1.5 million shares of the company that makes the vaccines that she's enforcing through her position as a county circuit court judge in Oakland County, Michigan. So, I mean, you want to talk about just an absolute criminal racket being run from the witch's court bench. I mean, she's literally lining her pocket through her clients at her law firm and through her investment pension fund as a Michigan judge. She's literally lining her pockets with power of the bench through forcing vaccinations on people who don't want to take them. I mean, how far have we gone? And it defies all logic that other networks could be talking about, you know, Hillary Clinton still and getting bogged down with Obama and then this Antifa garbage and trying to claim that the latest shooter who happened to work for Lockheed Martin, the largest military industrial complex supplier in the world, Lockheed Martin. Oh, and this killer in Las Vegas with his gun, with open fire. Are you telling me that he's all of a sudden that he's a Muslim ISIS guy? I think we need to get the clip ready to play for ISIS, and I keep hearing it. ISIS this and ISIS that, and how convenient the Gestapo found piles of literature in the guy's hotel room. All kinds of stuff, lots of it. That's unnatural. It's called a natural abundance of evidence or an orgy of evidence. Any comments on that, Chris or Gary?
Well, I've been watching it pretty close, Eric. They allege that they found piles or stacks or scads of Antifa, the fascist anti-fascist of Obama's fascist army, Organizing for America, also acronym for OFA. And when you get this, remember, whenever the FBI or any other law enforcement agency has total control of a crime scene under pretext of securing the crime scene, it also gives them the explicit ability to stage the crime scene with whatever sort of props, effects, or incriminating evidence they want to plant there to give the illusion that the individual they're claiming the blame on was the actual perpetrator, when there were likely several perpetrators, shooters, very skilled shooters, from that high vantage point, able to do very specific target acquisition 400-plus yards away across the street at night.
Yeah, and from what I heard over the, you know, the videos that were posted online of, you know, the people who are the concert goers who just happened to catch it on their phones, on their cameras, and the audio and the video and the audio, it was clear that there was more than that gunfire was coming from more than one location. It was not coming from the same place. It was one round of gunfire sounded much farther off in the distance than the next round, which sounded much closer. And then the third burst that I heard sounded even closer, and it's completely different tone than the previous one. It was like you could hear it was coming from three different places. It was not coming from a fixed point. Go ahead, Chris.
Eric, there were three different types of, at least three different types of different fist rifles that used. There was a belt-fed machine gun, maybe drum-fed, most likely belt-fed, from the sound of that. And then there was a .223, probably full automatic. That might have been 7.62x39 belt-fed. There was also some other sort of a semi-automatic rifle that would fire a quick finger triggered burst. They may have had a Hellfire trigger. They may not have had a Hellfire trigger, which is a device that you can use to simulate short bursts of full automatic fire with a semi-automatic rifle by a pertinence that you attach to it. And so when you cognize this, there's no way. This guy supposedly had 22 or 43. We keep hearing it gets to be more and more numbers, more grandiose. It's kind of like they started out with, I think, if I remember correctly, it was 22 shot and 200-something injured. Now it's up to 59 shot plus the shooter, making 60, and 522 or 525 injured. So this is a continuing changing story, escalating up to make it sound even more grandiose, to embellish the story, to make it sound like the most horrific shooting event in the history of the world here in Las Vegas, Nevada, when really I think a lot of it is a bunch of hypothecated false narratives, invented pseudo-stories. I don't know that there weren't people killed there, but I haven't seen much actual factual evidence of it. And the blood that's on the one girl they show in the one video laying in the middle of the field is going the wrong direction. I think Jim Fetzer observed that if she was shot standing up, the blood should have been running down instead of when she's laying down, running down her legs, and there's no evidence of an injury. Just looks like the Cairo syrup and food coloring stage blood, if you get my drift. But it's very, very suspicious. It looks like a... not to mention, Will Mount has a video on that shows that there was a four-day FEMA drill on. And remember, the Mandalay Bay Hotel had also installed metal detectors several months ago with a special grant when they were planning for this event. And the only way that somebody could have got those types of quantities of weapons and ammunition through there was if they had some sort of credentials or badges, FBI, Department of Homeland Security, Southern Nevada Anti-Terrorism Watch Group badges, something that would convince the local on-site people to let them through so they could stage the area with the products they needed to produce the special effects for the event.
Yeah, it just defies all logic that this guy would carry up all these different calibers, and then you got to bring up all kinds of ammunition for each different caliber or different, it doesn't seem like. And they're labeling him not as a mentally ill person, but, I mean, obviously there's a degree of mental illness, there's a psychopathic killer, but, I mean, they're saying, they're trying to, when the system comes out so early and starts labeling this guy as, he's a Muslim. I mean, is he really? It didn't look like one to me. All of a sudden, he converted. His girlfriend got him to convert and all this other stuff. And, of course, nobody's ever heard of any of this, behavior in his circle of friends or family. It sounds like some kind of staged event. Now, granted, they may have tweaked him. He may have been part of it, but he wasn't exclusively the person who was. I'm telling you, the gunfire was coming from multiple different locations, and it wasn't just a different caliber that I was hearing in those videos. It was gunfire close. It was gunfire far. It was gunfire. You could tell it was coming from different places. And if I'm not mistaken, some of the witnesses at the scene said they didn't say him.
There are two windows knocked out on the 34th floor, approximately 10 window panels away from one another. There were also reports that there were shots coming from the fourth floor. There were reports that on the Metro, the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department dispatch recording that shows that there may have been shooters at other hotel casinos in the area. So this was a planned, coordinated event. Whether anybody was actually injured, I can't tell you. I don't dispute that there could have been. We don't know. We haven't seen the actual bodies. We've heard reports that there are bodies in fairly large numbers. The coroner appeared. But remember, this is a very, very communistic town, a communitarian town, if you like that better, infested from the very top, the district attorney, the county commission, the sheriff, the mayor, of course, is Oscar Goodman's wife, Carolyn Goodman. She's the mayor. There are a bunch of people here, and they're all of the left-wing extreme. This is a hotbed of union activity, and that means Communist Workers of the World Unite, the left-wing extreme, Eric, and this is Harry Reid's stomping grounds. And Harry the Red, he's got all the sheriff's videos, at least the early ones, they had Steve Sisolak, the chairman of the county commission, who had his daughter act as my pretender defender whenever she threw me under the bus in their secret sham grand jury proceeding, and in my first so-called attendance in Judge William Jansen's court, pro tempore, retired judge, having senior dementia. Behind the sheriff is Steve Sisolak. He's the blonde fellow. There's a kind of a Hispanic appearing, moderately. I can't tell you what nature or culture he is. His name is Ruben Kuhnen. And he was Harry Reid's special selected, and I think they fixed the election to get this guy in. Very young, attractive male, I suppose, clean cut, articulate, but he is being mentored and facilitated and directed by Harry Reid and the entourage that runs around Harry the Red. He's probably a red diaper baby, just like Harry the Red, the real terrorist of America.
Exactly, and I think we want to play a documentary on Operation Gladio, because I think it's got some heavy parallels. I think over the bottom of the hour break, I might talk to Mike on the board and see if they're in the...
Eric,
go ahead.
Eric, Operation Gladio here in America is Operation PATCON, the Patriot
Con. Well, explain that. Take a few minutes. Yeah, take a few minutes and explain what those two things are and how they interrelate and how they parallel with some of these shooting cases. Go ahead.
Well, Operation Gladio was the fascist Nazi plan to leave behind embedded undercover agents that were left behind after the war so they could still carry out the war. And then we brought them over here under Operation Paperclip, which was the American version of Operation Gladio. We brought many of the Nazi high elite scientists, Mengele, Wernher von Braun, many, many others. George Bush, Georgi Schraff, was brought over under that auspices and put into, he was an intel operative in Hitler's inner circle. I hear the music.
Yep, hold on 1 second. We'll be right back after this break. It's Eric with Gary and Chris. Thanks for joining us on the RBN Network. We'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting Truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Nature's weak, telling you something's wrong. It's nature's weak, telling you in a song.
Welcome back, my friends. Welcome back to the broadcast. It's Eric, the Freedom Screamer, with Gary and Chris. The United States Supreme Court, 1895, in the case of Pollock versus Farmers Loan and Trust Company. That's Pollock, P-O-L-L-O-C-K, versus Farmers Loan and Trust Company. 1895, declared income tax unconstitutional. The original...
Did you fall off? I copied the site, but I didn't get the citation for it. I got the Pollock versus Farmers Loan, 1895. Income tax unconstitutional. Absolutely. Well, I'll continue on a little bit about Operation Gladio and PatCon. We're going to listen to the video later on. Basically, it's embedded agents. When their deep cover assets are hidden away as spies or CIA or whatever the other agency, they're infiltrating the operations of another country, and they're embedded deeply, they can blend in. They acquire the habits, the culture, the dress modes, the work ethics of the people they're embedded in, while really they're prosecuting a secret, hidden agenda all the time, waiting for a signal from the higher powers to come down to the chain of command or a preset time when all are supposed to act on their secret mission, accomplishment of the objective, whatever they were embedded for. This is a very insidious methodology because, you know, your frenemy or your friend that appears as your friend, who may really be your enemy, like the many of these so-called migrants or immigrants, they call them, whenever they claim they're children and they're 18 or 25 years old and they're really young men in the prime of their life, and they're hidden here and in infiltrated into America, embedded as dangerous revolutionary terrorist agents or savages or whatever other types of trained killers they might be, whether they're narco-terrorists from South America or jihadists from the Middle East or the Shia terrorists or Muslim terrorists or Islamic terrorists or ISIS terrorists, which I think ISIS is us, to be honest about it. It's American-funded, American-staffed, American-supported, and it's a tool of the Deep Stark State Project, John McCain, Feinstein, Peter King, many of the intelligent heads of our intelligence sources are the ones that are funding these deep dark state assets to do these things. You know, one week they're our enemies, and the next week they're our friends and our assets, and we're supplying them with money and Toyota plumbing trucks and Humvees and man-pad rockets and all kinds of ammunition and Exocet missiles.
Exactly. It's like the Taliban. They were our good friends when the Soviets rolled the tanks into Afghanistan back in, what, 1980s. But then all of a sudden, you know, they're the convenient boogeyman evil entity that the globalists want to pull out, the card that they want to play when they need to invade the region of Afghanistan so the oil pipeline can run straight across from the Middle East to China. And that was according to Zbigniew Brzezinski, who said it's not about terrorism, it's about oil to China. And so once again, just like Chris was just talking about, you're the one minute they're your friends, the next minute they're your enemies, then they're your friends again. Saddam Hussein was our friend, we put him in power, and you know, they're passing along all kinds of arms, and what was it, the University of Atlanta sold him the anthrax spores that he developed his bioweapons from, and then all of a sudden he's the enemy when they need to play that globalist card and invade another nation. So, once again, I wouldn't be trusting the globalists in the New World Order if they call you, if they put your arm around you and say, I'm your friend. Beware. We'll be right back after this break. It's Eric with Gary and Chris. Stay with us on the RKN Network.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman Mobile Marketing App, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
That upset you well. Don't you know everything's all right? Yes, everything's fine. And we want you to sleep well tonight. Let the world turn without you tonight. If we try, we'll get by, so forget all about us tonight.
Everything's all right, yes, everything's all right, yes.
Sleep and I shall soothe you, calm you, and anoint you, melt all your hot forehead out. Then you feel everything's all right, yes, everything's fine. And it's cool and the ointment sweet for the fire in your head and feet. Close your eyes and relax, think of nothing tonight.
Everything's all right, yes, everything's all right, yes.
Come on, the fine ointment.
My friend, welcome back to the broadcast. It's Eric with Gary and Chris. Thanks for joining us on the RBN Network. The United States Supreme Witches Court in 1980, the case of Stone versus Graham. This is the Supreme Witches Court. The 1980 case of Stone versus Graham. Even the Witches Supreme Court acknowledged in 1980, quote, religion has been closely identified with our history and government. Abington School District, 1963, and that the history of man is inseparable from the history of religion. Engel versus Vitale, 1962. The Bible may constitutionally be used in an appropriate study of history, civilization, ethics, comparative religion, or the like. That's a quote from even the witches acknowledged that the Bible may be constitutionally used in an appropriate study of history, civilization, ethics, comparative religion, or the like. That leaves it pretty wide open. So use the Bible. Use the scripture. Use the word in your paperwork. If you're filing some paperwork with the witches court, break out the Bible and use your scripture. Where it's appropriate, it can be very fitting, and it can be a great boost to your paperwork to have the scripture, the word in there. And once again, you can use that case out of the Supreme Witches Court, and it's Stone versus Graham. They quoted some other cases in there, the Abington School District, the Engel versus Vitale. But that 1980 case of Stone versus Graham acknowledged that religion and the Bible are inseparable and may be constitutionally used in an appropriate study of history, civilization, ethics, comparative religion, or the like. Sure,
Along those lines,
go ahead, Chris.
Along those lines, Eric, Public Law 97-280 says that the Bible is the Word of God and urges men to learn and apply it.
I was just looking at that. You had to bring that up, and now I'm not going to be able to find it. I was just looking at that. Let me see if... Hold on a sec.
Public
Would
law,
that be under...
97-280.
It was at the very end. Hold this... of this document here. Where is it?
I didn't have to look that one up.
Yeah, it's... Oh, here we go. Public Law 97-280. It's Public Law 97-280. Whereas the Bible, the Word of God, has made a unique contribution in shaping the United States as a distinctive and blessed nation and people, whereas deeply held religious convictions springing from the Holy Scriptures led to the early settlement of our nation, whereas biblical teachings inspired concepts of civil government that are contained in our Declaration of Independence and the Constitution for the United States, whereas many of our great national leaders, among them President Washington, Jackson, Lincoln, and Wilson, paid tribute to the surpassing influence of the Bible in our country's development, as in the words of President Jackson, that the Bible is, quote, the rock on which our republic rests. Whereas the history of our nation clearly illustrates the value of voluntarily applying the teachings of the scriptures in the lives of individuals, families, and societies. Whereas this nation now faces great challenges that will test this nation as it has never been tested before, and whereas that renewing our knowledge of and faith in God through the Holy Scripture can strengthen us as a nation and a people, now therefore be it resolved by the Senate and House of Representatives of the United States of America in Congress assembled, that the President is authorized and requested to designate 1983 as a national year of the Bible in recognition of both the formative influence the Bible has been for our nation and our national need to study and apply the teachings of the Holy Scriptures. So that's the Public Law 97-280. We're going to go to the top of the hour. We've got two callers on the line. We're going to get to them in just a second. And during the second hour, I'm going to play a documentary regarding Operation Gladio and the arming of what you would call, what, sleeper cells, I guess. Let's just consolidate it. Chris gave a really good explanation before. Sleeper cells that are left behind to stir the pot, create chaos in and for any type of situation that the globalists deem necessary in their Machiavellian, you know, lunatic plan for global dominance, and to leave these sleeper cells of armed. And don't forget, it wasn't just you know, secret armies, so to speak. They armed to the teeth all the caches of weapons there, of explosives, you know, automatic weapon, everything you can imagine that you know, a terrorist or any kind of type of sleeper organ cell would need to create chaos of any form. And now that the really evil ones are in control at the helm, so to speak, they have their finger on the trigger, or the big triggers of the nuclear weapons and whatnot. You know, we're in these sleeper armies, sleeper cells, can be used for anything now, and but for any nefarious evil purpose, and they are. So we can just tell by what's going on in the world around us. This ISIS thing is nothing more than a mercenary army put together by MI6 and the Mossad and the CIA to try to further the conflict, the clash of civilizations, Muslim versus Christian, you know, white versus brown, Middle Eastern versus Western, blah, 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 and all the things to get keep people fighting each other, keep people in the lower mind. To hear all the other broadcasters on other networks pimping this idea that, you know, here we go, this is the big civil war that's coming out. I mean, it's like there's other broadcasters that are really eager to have this giant nightmarish conflict develop between, you know, what's really nothing more than patsies and useful idiots that are set up by the intelligence agencies and directly hired mercenaries who work for hire or work for money. All kinds of hitmen on there on the open market. Quite a few.
Like Antifa.
Well, there you go. And those guys wearing the masks, those aren't legitimate protesters. Those are police agency, the intelligence operatives in the police intelligence units. They're put out there, they put the mask on, they get the bricks in their hands, they throw the bricks, they smash the windows, they bring down the wrath and the power and the jackboot of the police state down on all the legitimate protesters who are out there just saying, hey, we want a better world, we want less military-industrial complex, we want less war and less killing, let's try, you know, we want a better place. We want to make the world a better place, we want more peace, less war. We want our freedom to own private property. We want our freedom to own any kind of property, whether it's a gun, a house, land, free and clear. No agent of the state coming around saying, oh, hey, nice, like a mafia goon. Hey, nice property there. Give me some money on that. See, you got something nice there. Give me 20% or I'll break your legs. You know, and that's basically what the police do. It's at the threat of a gun. It's dragging people into the witch's court. Nightmarish. So, at the top of the hour here, we're going to play a documentary about NATO's secret armies. I did not watch the whole documentary yet, so proceed with caution. If there's anything in there that sucks, believe me, I'll tear it up tomorrow night. But I watched the beginning of it, and it seemed a decent, historic, relatively accurate historic overview of what Operation Gladio was, because their initial premise at the very get-go was NATO's secret armies and how they ended up turning against their own people. And that's the crucial, that's the punchline. They cut right to the chase at the beginning. So I'm hoping they don't screw it up somehow throughout. But, you know, I mean, none of these are perfect, really. But we'll see how this one goes. And hopefully they won't pull any stuff like the Military Channel did, claiming that the freedom fighters who fought the Romans were somehow strictly out for their own giant empire, which was a bunch of baloney. There are legitimate freedom fighters out there and who care about their people and want freedom for their people from the oppressive tyranny of Rome, which is still the oppressive tyranny of Rome today. All roads lead, the old saying that all roads lead to Rome is still true to this day. With that, we're going to go to Fred. Fred, try to be brief because we got to go to... How you doing, Fred?
Oh, all right. I don't know how brief I could be, but I do want something from you, some information on the killings and on the shooting in Las Vegas. Is it true that it's 72 minutes before there was a stop to this, from the beginning of the shooting until the room was occupied again?
I don't know. What did you hear, Chris?
What I heard, Fred, was there was a Metro or a hotel security guard, I think it was a Metro officer, may have been a hotel security guard, who had actually gone to the room where the shooting was coming from, 31035, I think the number was, and he was given orders to stand down and wait for SWAT, who didn't come until like 30, 45 minutes after the fact, instead of going in to stop or attempt to stop. Of course, couldn't know what they don't know. They may have made an entry and found there was more than one shooter in the room. It's my contention that this 64-year-old guy, 2 times 32, or 322, that's the number over Skull and Bones, is 64. This fellow was at the wrong place at the wrong time. He was a high roller who maybe had that room. And this was a spacious suite. It had all those windows in one room. So for those minutes to be so far apart was not incongruous with the size of the room for a high roller like him. He was a multimillionaire. He had been an accountant for NASA and for Lockheed. Well, Lockheed's who runs the Skunk Works at Area 51.
All right. All right. So I want to stay focused, please. So if it's been a long time for that to stop, why didn't fire returned from the ground or from a helicopter or something through those windows or a smoke bomb thrown?
If you didn't return fire, you must know who was firing the shots.
No, I mean just take the room out from the other direction. Don't wait for a SWAT team to come along the corridor and all of that. Take 72 minutes for that.
I agree with you, Fred. You're exactly right. If it was normal, if it was a true event, there would have been officers. Officers would have left their arms outside because they're officers 24/7, 365. They'd have had them concealed on their person while they were inside the event. And some of those would have returned fire to the general direction of where they saw the flashes come from if it were natural. However, if you knew who was shooting and knew it was a planned event or a FEMA drill, as Will Mount shows on his videos, then you would not return fire because you would know it was truly one of yours that was doing the shooting to create the chaos.
Okay. There you go. All right, Fred, thanks for the call. We're going to go to Clinton, Texas now. Appreciate the call. Well, that's the places on Chris's part. Chris is in Vegas, so he gets a lot of... decent, kind of a little closer to the first hand than the rest of us do, because Chris is there in Las Vegas. And, even the best information you're going to get is from people that were going to the event who were there. I'm mute. You're not talking. Andy, how are you?
Hey, hello. I'm doing fantastic. The thing in Las Vegas, I'm not buying any of it. This guy doesn't fit the profile. That's irrelevant. My point that I wanted to call up and say, the one greatest thing that these people have done, over the course of the history of this country, is the greatest thing that they've done has pulled the wool over our eyes and stopped teaching us what the Constitution means. I mean... Even the old movies and stuff you hear very little about the Constitution when you see the schoolroom displays and stuff. We just don't get the Constitution anymore. If people knew the Constitution, we would not be where we're at right now.
The intelligence agencies, at the behest of the globalist bankers, have had their finger on their thumb on Hollywood since the earliest days, when they realized the power that Hollywood and that entertainment and that sports have over people's minds. You can turn adult men into blithering jellyfish moronic idiots by some stupid football game on TV and totally disarm them, literally, and disengage them from any type of battle for their freedom. And end up taking their property, and they'll just want to lick the boots and be bashed and lock everybody down at the country club.
Andy and Eric?
Yep.
Andy and Eric, Hollywood is what they make the witches' wands out of. And it's whole lie hoaxwood. Because they're making all these hoaxes. You might notice that most of the actors are from the tribe.
Hold on one sec, Chris. All right, we're going to have to let Ken go. There's too much dog barking in the background. So, Ken, thanks for the call. We appreciate your input. I'm sorry, not Ken. It was Andy. Forgive me. And so, we had a little too much from the dogs there. So, Chris, finish up your thoughts, and then we'll go to a chance in West Virginia.
No, go right ahead. It's just fine. Thanks.
Didn't mean to interrupt you, but we couldn't hear what you were saying over
What I was saying, Eric, is that Hollywood is what they make witches' wands out of traditionally.
And oh, yeah.
I think it's more actually whole lie hoaxwood, to be honest with you. I think that's what they do. They put out the magical movies to let you go to imaginary places and make you seem real in an alter-reverse of reality, this reality.
Well, if I'm not mistaken, the Holly had some type of ritualistic place in the... I'll have to dig up my historical reference on that. Let's get over to Chance in West Virginia before the top of the hour, because the second hour is going to be with our documentary on NATO's secret armies and how they turned against their own people. Go figure. Go ahead, Chance.
Eric, I just wanted to say I admire you. I admire your get up and go, and people have to understand that you have to fight. You have to fight. I had cancer back years ago, and it's so easy to give up. You know, if people would just realize that they have to fight and just stay in the fight. For the life of me, I can't understand people who give up. I just cannot do it. And this is why I admire your show.
I appreciate that.
You know, you fight, you have to fight. That's what life's about.
Yep. Sometimes it's tiring. I was a little tired today because I've been up this early.
I know it's tiring, but there's no other alternative.
Yeah, suck it up and do as much as we can for freedom every day.
I know, and I admire you for that, believe me. I get discouraged with people who give up, right? It really bothers me. And I see many folks just throw in the towel and just, I don't know, I just have to say that. Eric,
well, I agree. It's frustrating. I share your frustration because the problem is this: when somebody else either neglects to stand up for their own freedom, and to whatever degree by doing that allows the enemy to put their slavery on them, they're also putting it on us. They're acquiescing.
Exactly.
They're cowardice.
Exactly.
They're standing down and they're giving up and saying, "I can't do much for me. I'm out." That enslaves me. That doesn't just enslave them. So this is personal.
It enslaves all of us. And you have to have enough respect for yourself to be a fighter. I mean,
and respect for others, because once again, you're enslaving them by your acquiescence if you do nothing.
Exactly. God bless you, Eric.
Well, thank you for the kind words. I needed that because I was dragging today. It's been a long day. I've been up early, and it's late. I was trying to do the best I can here on the broadcast. So I appreciate your kind words, Chance. Always good to hear from you in West Virginia there. I love West Virginia. I used to stop at I can't remember the name of the little town, but it was where the coal train would go by real slow, and there was a neat little diner there, and I love the mountains of West Virginia. So thanks for calling.
Well, Eric, keep up the good fight and be strong.
Thank you, my friend. Much appreciated. Very cool. So, Daryl in Alabama, let's squeeze you in before the top of the hour. You got a couple minutes, buddy. Good to hear from you.
Hey, glad to get in. Nice to hear you, Eric, and Chris and Gary. Hey, you're talking about Operation Gladio. That's kind of my hot button. I just finished a book about 2 weeks ago called Operation Gladio. It's written by Paul Williams, and it's a consummate piece of work, and it really ties together the last 60 years of my life with all kinds of events that went on in the news, from Iran-Contra to the assassination attempt of the Pope. All this is tied together in Operation Gladio. And Chris was, as usual, right over the target. It started out of the end of World War II. The stay-behind troops were called the werewolves, the Nazi werewolves, and they were the youth. And the OSS took over by the Dulles brothers. They saw that as a great opportunity, and they developed a strategy called the strategy of tension, where they took these fascist cells, if you were, and they used them for political terrorism. Sound familiar? And then, since it was a great idea, but they couldn't fund it, so guess what they started doing? They developed a a coalition between the narcotics trade, the dirty narcotics trade, heroin, morphine, and they used that to fund these people because there was literally hundreds of thousands of them all across Europe that they were supplying arms to and training. They collaborated with the Sicilian Mafia. And then you'll never believe this, but the Vatican became the bankers for laundering all the dirty drug money.
Yep, and, because it's a private, it's a private entity. Yeah, and it, right, and the reason that, that it's so easy for them to get away with it is because they can say, well, we're a private, you know, church, we don't have to open our books for you. We can, they can get away with a lot of stuff that like a more public commercial bank couldn't get away with. And, of course, they're in the drag of Christ, so everybody thinks, oh, the Vatican wouldn't do that. They're men of God. Yeah, sure. Continue. Well, you want to stay on?
You just said a lot.
Why don't you hold on, Daryl? We've got a break coming up. I want to talk with you for a few more minutes, and then we'll play our documentary.
I've got a quick one for him.
That's okay. I'll jump off and listen, okay? It's all fine. I'll call you tomorrow.
Good. I'm going to do the same thing. Check in with us tomorrow and fill in any blanks or correct any errors that we have in the documentary, okay, Daryl?
Oh, I appreciate it. Thanks a lot, guys. Bye-bye.
Very cool. Okay, see you tomorrow. All right, we'll be right back. So we're going to be back after the top of the hour here with a documentary on NATO's secret armies and Operation Gladio. I'm going to sign off. I'm going to let Mike just handle it. He's going to spin the documentary and interject our commercial breaks. And then tomorrow we'll see you again, and we'll kind of analyze this documentary more on Operation Gladio and the sleeper cells that were left behind to stir the pot and create chaos. Because don't forget, the New World Order and the Illuminati's motto is order out of chaos. They can use these sleeper cells armed to the teeth to create any kind of chaos through mass shootings usually, and look what's going on. So we'll be back tomorrow night. It's Derek the Freedom Screamer. Thanks, Gary and Chris. See you guys tomorrow night as well. Hang in there. We got another hour with an interesting documentary. See you tomorrow.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.